And Mira too, so mad with him. As was a way of amping up whatever work came next. Maria was mad, good looking. Michael had, like a mad arm. Chris Rock, who Michael only got to see in the movies, never on television, was mad fun. Like that, before Anthony Farrell said, "Now, we thought the guy was just mad, period." "Dude," Gil said, using another one of his favorite words, one he could make into a cushion. Exclamation point, show, surprise, anger, anything. Sometimes, like now, he used it in the conversation as a saying, "Case, close on, Justin." Michael didn't need to look at the scoreboard to know that he was the only one on Clippers. Justin hadn't struck out yet. Michael was batting third today. Justin had come up on him first, his first time up, knocking Michael back off the plate and then glaring at him again afterward. But Michael had gone back into the left-handed side of the batter's box, go back in, and promptly taking a low outside pitch over the third baseman's head into the left field corner of the third ballpark.
Are you going to finish that sentence?
I am. Okay. The ball rolling all the way to the Home Depot sign up there.
And just kept muttering into third. Cat flying off his head, stand up, triple. "Are you always this lucky?" Justin said when he got the ball back. Michael ignored him, thinking, "I've never talked to a base runner in my life." Instead, he turned to Mr. Mania, who was coaching third. But Justin was still talking. Now Michael heard him say, "Great job out there." Michael wondered what if that meant, until he turned back around and saw Justin pointing to his left fielder, yelling at him in front of everybody for the crime of giving Michael an extra base. The kid out there just got to his ready defensive position, like he was studying the grass at his feet for some kind of test later. On the first pitch to Anthony, who was next, Justin tried to throw the ball out of 200 miles per hour and bounced the ball in front of the catcher, who absolutely had not a chance to block the ball. It rolled all the way to the backstop as Michael could have even walked home backwards. With the Clippers' first run of the game, this time when Justin the Jerk got the ball back, he snapped at this catcher, "Get in front of the stupid ball." To the catcher's credit, he saw what the snack truck. Their coach stepped out on that one with the waggle of his finger to get at the catcher. "Not Justin, hey Brandon," the coach said. "Just catch," Manny said. "That's not just like any coach.